Rolling on with coverage on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Today, the Shuckers play game 2 of 6 against the Columbus Clingstones. I'm Max Gifford. It's an early one, so we've got Desan Brown joining the On Deck show. Desan, this is your first couple of weeks in Biloxi. How are you enjoying it so far?
It's good. I like it out here. It's a little like Gulf Coast vibe. I like it. You know, obviously new to Mississippi. I've never been out here before, but everyone here is really cool, really nice, and I like it. It's a good vibe.
You spent a lot of last season north, whether that was in Buffalo or New Hampshire. What's been the biggest difference so far?
The weather, for sure. I mean, coming out, you got 80 degrees every day. I'll take that. But just kind of adjusting. Southern League, it's a new league, so just trying to, you know, learn as much as I can and, you know, take from some of these guys that have been around a little bit and just, you know, just play ball.
Now, you're originally from Canada, so do you prefer the warmer weather or the colder weather being from up north?
I like the warm weather. I spent most of my time in Florida after I got drafted, so I got a little soft to the cold.
Who were guys that you watched growing up as someone growing up in Canada that's normally a hockey-centric country?
Yeah, I mean, on the major league side, I was cool. I was able to watch guys like Rajay Davis, Andrew McCutchen. You know, I was lucky enough to just see some of these guys, how they go about their work, and just learn a lot. You know, on the high school side, you know, you had guys like, you know, Josh Naylor ahead of me, just really good players, and got to see how they kind of laid a path for a lot of the Canadians coming up. But yeah, it's cool to watch these guys go about their business.
When did you know that baseball was the path you wanted to take when you were younger?
It wasn't until my junior year of high school. We had a bunch of tournaments, a team I played for. We had some tournaments in the U.S. And I was able to kind of see, it's my first time really leaving the country. And just seeing what it was like on the American side, how those guys went about it. And, you know, the team that I played for, lucky enough, we were able to get exposed to some good pitching. And then when I got onto the Canadian national team, the junior team, that was really when I got a taste of like, yo, this is what it's going to be like. And, you know, I had good people around me. Coaching staff was really good on that team. And I just learned a lot and just got to see, you know, what it takes to get to that next level.
What did the travel look like for some of those tournaments?
So it was a lot of time on a bus. You know, I remember, you know, 40 hours on a bus, sleeping on the bus. We traveled to Florida, Texas, Louisiana. We just really spent all our time just driving around. And, you know, you learn a lot about yourself, especially in high school. You know, no parents around. You get to just be with the boys and kind of grow up a little bit. And those are some of the best memories I have in high school on the bus, just messing around with the guys.
Did you have a favorite road trip?
We had this, we called it the fall trip, where we go. We start off in Buffalo, New York, and work our way all the way down to Florida. And it's probably like a 2-week trip. Just, you know, you play a game, you play a bunch of college teams, and you're getting smacked every single game, but you're just, you know, you're having fun, you know, staying in hotels. That was like the best trip I can remember, just because we spent 2 weeks away, you know, no school, you just get to do whatever you want. So it was pretty fun.
Well, it's pretty fun watching you play baseball too, especially with the speed that you bring to the game. Have you always had that speed attribute?
Yeah, that's something that, you know, I'm grateful that my mom and dad were able to, and God was able to bless me with. But yeah, it's something that comes very natural for me.
And how have you developed that speed throughout your first couple of years in pro ball?
Actually learning when to use it. I think early on I relied on my speed a lot and it bailed me out situations, but especially at this level and higher levels, you got to know when to use it and to be smart using it the right way, especially in the outfield as well. You know, taking better reads, better jumps, better routes, and letting the speed get me the balls that some guys can't get to.
How do you learn how to make those better reads as you get to higher levels?
Batting practice is the one thing, you know, taking live reads serious, taking pride in defense, especially, you know, you know, I was lucky enough to be around guys like Kevin Kiermaier and Devon White and Dalton Varsho and see how they go about it. And it's like, you got to take this serious, you know? So just seeing how those guys went about it, it helped me learn, okay, how can I use this to my advantage and not rely on it?
What's been the biggest thing you've learned so far in your young career?
You got to have fun. As cliche as it is, like, finding a way to find joy in a game, especially when it might not be going your way, just treating it as a game. You know, we're grown men playing a game meant for kids. So looking at it from that perspective and just playing ball.
you have a moment in your career that you look at as the most fun so far?
Yeah, I would say the 2023 Fall League. That was a lot of fun. And actually, that season, we actually won the Northwest League Championship as well. So we won two rings in one season. So that was a lot of fun. We won the Fall League Championship and the Northwest League Championship.
Well, we're hoping for a lot more ring chasing down the road with Biloxi. That's Desan Brown. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, sir. Good to have you.
We're back with more in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the Hype 100.9 FM.